As the country unites to mark the first anniversary of the passing of former President John Evans Atta Mills, President Mahama says the former president's attributes of peace, humility, service to God and country undisputedly remain viable and recognizable globally. Paying tribute to his memory, President Mahama said 1 year on, he still feels the shock, but he's encouraged to stay focused as his team offers him support. In memory of the late president, President Mahama has pledged to continue with development projects started in Ekumfi Otom, hometown of the late President Atta Mills. Pascaline Adadevo has the details.
When I had come back from the United States after launching my book, we spoke and I informed him that I had come back, and so he welcomed me and I wished him a happy birthday. That was on his birthday, the 21st, and I asked how he was. He said, oh, he was feeling much better, and that we would meet in the office on Monday. Indeed, that was the last encounter.
This was supposed to be the last conversation President John Mahama, then Vice President, had with the late President Mills. He said even though he was unwell, his death was least expected. President Mahama says in spite of the pain and shock, he feels proud to have stepped into the shoes of a man who dedicated his entire life to serve God and mankind, a man the world reveres for his humility and academic intellect.
It's said that when a person has passed away, what is left is the legacy and the attributes the person left. And I think that for Professor John Evans Atta Mills, love him or hate him, the whole nation accepts that this was a man of peace. Indeed, we named him Asumdwehini, meaning King of Peace. And that was the main attribute that he promoted. Indeed, peace is the brand that Ghana has to offer. And so with Prof's passing away, I guess that this became more relevant ever than before. We miss him.
President Mahama stated that President Mills set the stage for clean and healthy politics by his insistence that political opponents are not enemies.
We remember Prof not only because it's the first anniversary, but also that because after his passing, we went on to have a peaceful election, which was acclaimed by the international community and everybody as probably one of the most peaceful in the country. Unfortunately, after the elections, we have had a dispute with regards to the elections which the Supreme Court is adjudicating. And so it means that Professor Mills' message of peace is even relevant now than ever before. And adjudication by the Supreme Court is a part of our democratic governance. And that whatever verdict the court comes up with, we should be prepared as a nation to accept. Probably God made it, you know, such that the first anniversary of Prof's death is coinciding with virtually the final stages of the legal tussle that has been going on in the Supreme Court.
President Mahama shares his experience as vice president working with Professor Mills.
I think that one gift that God gave us is the ability with time, you know, to forget the pain of the passing away of a loved one. Professor Mills' death came as a shock, but then we also had to remind ourselves that we had a nation to govern, an election to run, a new government to form, and the aspirations of Ghanaians to satisfy. And so we're taking the attributes he taught us, and I have testified that probably one of the most important period of my political experience was serving under Professor John Atta Mills as his vice president. And I believe that the attributes that he had in terms of ensuring that Ghana is a country whose opportunities were opened up to all our people, and that the very deep partisan divide that exists between our people is abridged, and that we move together in unity as one country, and that one showed extreme political tolerance even in the face of vilification and insults. I think that those are attributes that we should carry forward.
But is President Mahama distracted by some major challenges facing the country?
Since the inauguration, we have had challenges, but I believe that the government is on top of those challenges, and we are doing our best to make sure that we are able to overcome those challenges. I must say that in the period from January, we've been doing a lot of the groundwork that enables us to deliver on our promises. And so even though the nation has been distracted by the court case that has been in front of the Supreme Court, government has been working quietly to put the foundation in place for the various projects and other issues that we went into a contract with Ghanaians to be able to deliver on them. And so work is well advanced, and I'm sure that very soon people would see the extent of the work we've been doing.
After the one-year anniversary celebrations are over, President Mahama says the Asomdwoe Park, the final resting place of late Professor John Evans Atta Mills, will be open to the public. The late president also started processes to build a family house at Ekumfiotuam. This, the President Mahama hopes to complete. Currently, the Ministry of Roads has been directed to allocate funds for the construction of roads in Ekumfiotuam.
Pascalina Dadevo reporting.
Youth groups, individuals and organizations continue to eulogize the late President Mills for his achievements. The latest to join the chorus is Sonetco Institute of Communication Organization. Its administrator Robert Ahiambenu, in an interview with Radio Ghana, believes the youth must take after the leadership qualities, humility and love the late president has for the country.
Our former president is someone we all know. We believe that he's worth celebrating. So we thought that 1 year after his demise, it is good we issue a statement to remind all Ghanaians and the world as a whole that this is a man we have loved, this is a man we have loved, and we lost him. Though we have lost him, he still remains with us. So.
Yeah, can you tell me the relationship between your organization and the former president?
We stand for accurate information. We stand for education. And for development. The former president is not just a Ghanaian, is considered a great African leader and a world leader as such. And so as a group, an organization, we share in his ideals. He's someone who is an embodiment of peace and development.
Being an embodiment of peace and development.
Yes.
Apart from this, what other things will you use to remember, and for that matter, tell Ghanaians about him?
A lot. But I will quickly point out that he was a great academician, a great sportsman, a politician with a difference. In fact, in this Fourth Republic, he's peerless when it comes to a leader who stands for integrity and who is tolerant and who is democratic.
The administrator of Sonetco Institute, Robert Ahiambenu.